to quote the mischievous character Loki from the Marvel Universe, I am burdened with glorious purpose. The good news is, as Christian men, we're all burdened with glorious purpose from God. So it's no surprise that Rick Warren's book, The Purpose-Driven Life, sold over 50 million copies across its different platforms. So that kind of begs the question, doesn't it? What is my purpose? And also, how do I find out what it is? Stay tuned. We're going to unpack those questions together. So welcome, welcome. Appreciate y'all tuning in. I'm Andrew, and this is Full Power. So before we kind of delve into the meat and potatoes of today's show, I did want to kind of give you guys a quick ministry update. And basically, two main things, kind of as we're kicking everything off, we're actually also needing talented folks just like you guys listening here today to partner with our vision and come alongside us and make Full Power as great and as impactful as it can be for the glory of God. And to that end, if you get a chance, go over to our website, fullpowermen.com, and then /join us. So the JOINUS. So join us, all one word, fullpowermen.com/join us. And you can check out some of the positions that we've got in mind. And if you have some skill set or ability that you think would just make Full Power that much better, and it's not on that list, feel free to reach out as well and tell us kind of what your gifting is. So fullpowermen.com, I need to slow down, /join us is where you can find that. And while you're on the site, if you're interested in being a guest on the show, we'd love to talk to you more about that. So fullpowermen.com/be our guest. And here's the way you can remember that. It's be our guest, just like the song from Beauty and the Beast. Be our guest. Yeah, I can't sing it because I can't sing anything like anyone that was in the movie. So anyway, fullpowermen.com/be our guest. So appreciate you guys following through on that and checking into that. And with no further ado, let's actually start with a word of prayer and go to our Lord. Heavenly Father, just thank you so much for giving us our daily bread, always taking care of our needs, always meeting us where we are. Thank you for loving us when we're not lovable, which honestly is quite frequently, Lord. And we just lift up the men listening, Lord. Just ask that each one of them be blessed through what you want to share through today's show, and that it just goes with them and spurs them on into just a loving relationship with you. And we just trust you and praise you for the outcomes in Christ's name. Amen. All right. So basically, what we're talking about today is mission and calling and purpose from God, right? So the question is, how do we ascertain the seemingly deep, dark secret of what on earth are we here for? And basically, to answer that, we have to think and consider what the source of our purpose is. Like, where does it come from? Does it come from mom and dad, our parents? Does it come from somewhere inside of us, you know, just we think it up and dream it up? Does it come from watching a self-help movie on YouTube? Where does it come from? And for those of us who are Christians and have been in church for a while, it's going to sound like an overly simplified answer. However, oftentimes simple answers are the most profound. And our purpose comes from God, all right? Right? So at our basis, we all kind of have this overarching purpose of every man, woman, child, person, human being that ever was and will be, their purpose, our purpose, is to glorify God. And beyond that, so that's like the overarching one, but beyond that, we each have a unique calling and a unique purpose that God had planned and designed and had intention specifically for you and specifically for me. And no plan, mission, purpose, calling is the same, because no person is the same, because God is a creative God and he doesn't make things that are generic or boring or dull. He makes things that are vibrant. And that's the same as with our purpose. So we've got this overarching purpose of bringing God glory, and then we have our own specific calling. And we know that for a fact because of scripture. So in the Old Testament, Jeremiah 29:11, this is a pretty common verse. There's worship songs that are based off it. I know that I want to say my mom growing up had the verse embroidered on her Bible case. But anyway, it's Jeremiah 29:11. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." So he has plans for us for a future and a hope. He has a purpose. He has a mission. He has a calling for us. And so you kind of get the idea that it's not just an Old Testament notion, but it's also New Testament as well. In Romans 11:29, God also goes on to say in the word, "For the gifts and the callings of God are irrevocable." So that mission that God has instilled you, it's like in your bones, it's like a fire. You can't go to sleep at night thinking that you're not going to accomplish what God wants you to accomplish, this like urgency. It's irrevocable. It says in Romans, it's irrevocable. Once God has imbued and put that in you, it can't be taken away. It can't be tarnished. Now, I will say you can dull it and you can escape from it to a degree because, you know, let's be honest, if you're binge watching The Office, you're probably not spending time on mission. You know, it's a trade-off. You know, if you're basically supplanting other things in place of what God wants you to do and what he's calling you to do, you're not on mission. You're not achieving what he wants you to achieve. So you're not being effective in that. So basically, we've got this idea that and this fact that our purpose and our calling comes from God. But that kind of leads us to the next question, logically, of how do we know what it is? Okay, so we've got it from God, but what is it? You know, what is our calling? What is our mission? So basically, when we're receiving our mission, it's imperative that we put ourselves in a posture to receive it. And that might seem, again, a very simplistic kind of thought. However, it's 100% absolute truth, and it's something that we can walk out and something that we can do. So as we put ourselves in a position and a posture to hear from God, kind of the ways that we do that are through Bible study. We can't know what God's saying without knowing God's word, right? And God's word is the Bible. It's a living Bible, living word of God, the Bible. And the idea is, you know, David talked about meditating on the word of God day and night. And so the idea of us, as we're seeking God, seeking his face, as we are asking him to share his calling, his mission, his purpose with us, we need to meditate on that word. So not just read it, you know, check your box off for the day, but actually sit, let it marinate, think about it throughout the day. So Bible study isn't simply 15 minutes, 30 minutes, or if you're super holy, like an hour or whatever you do in the morning, or whenever you spend time in the word. It's not just that. It's also intentionally thinking about God's word, meditating on God's word throughout the day, and letting it speak to you, just wash over you, and you just kind of like lay and bathe in God's word and let that just continue to seep into every aspect of your life and all your thoughts, let it pervade everything that you've got going on. So we're studying the Bible, we're meditating on it, and then that also naturally and organically leads to prayer, right? As we read God's word, we're also going to be communicating with God. We're going to be praying. And I want to stress that, I mean, I'm sure we can and we will do another episode and or more likely a series on prayer because it's just so profound. However, for our intents and purposes of mission from God, prayer, it's not just us talking to God or talking at God. It is also us listening. And in this instance, it's even more so us listening because we're expecting God to show up and fulfill his promise of revealing his plans and his purpose and his calling to us. So we're praying, we're marinating through scripture, you know, we're letting it just seep into every spot of our life. And we're also seeking counsel from other men that we trust their walk with God and we trust the Holy Spirit in them. We're seeking counsel there. Now, I will say that you always have to be spirit-led in counsel from other folks because if they share something with you, you have to make sure that that is God's word for you. It's not just something that they happen to dream up and say. So counsel, and then also the idea of practically, we can actually do spiritual gift inventories, which are very, very helpful. At my church, we do the PLACE ministry. It's an acronym for something that I can't remember what it stands for. However, the idea is you go through this workbook, and in this workbook, it's got all the different spiritual gifts, and it helps you figure out what your spiritual gifting is. And then it also gives you practical steps on how to apply that. So in the context of thinking about our mission and our purpose, our spiritual gifts are how God has wired us. And even an extension of our spiritual gifts or a step beyond that, God has made each of us unique. So he's wired us and equipped us differently. Some people are more logical. Some people are more creative. Some people are more outgoing. Some people are more introverted. You've got all these different personality traits, all these different characteristics. You know, some people are passionate about certain things. Some people are dispassionate about certain things. So take time, again, not just by yourself doing it in your own power, but with God. So prayerfully, before you kind of start that thought, brainstorming, kind of conversation with yourself, or I even throw this out there too. It's great to do it with your spouse. So sit down with your wife and say, hey, honey, you know, I'm doing some self-discovery here with God. I'd also like you to be part of it. And, you know, as you kind of like look honestly at yourself and how God has crafted you, you take all that information that the Holy Spirit reveals to you about yourself. And then you kind of think about it in the context of what God is calling you to do and what he's equipped you to do, your mission, your purpose, right? So to kind of give you a framework for an idea of what a mission statement can sound like, God and I came up with my mission statement a few years back. The short nutshell version of the story is just kind of prayerfully sought God's face, kind of like we've been talking about today, did the inventories, looked at how he equipped and how he called me. Different stuff like that. And the mission statement that he gave to me was to increasingly know, love, and glorify God, and to lead others in doing the same. Now, there's kind of two parts to that, right? The first part is I hate to say generic, but it's kind of like the calling and the mission for all of us. We're all supposed to have a deeper walk with God, right? So the first part is basically a deeper walk with God. However, the second part is kind of where it becomes uniquely Andrew's in that God has spiritually gifted me with the gift of prophecy, which is truth telling, and also the gift of teaching. And with those giftings comes shepherding and leading others in knowing, loving, and glorifying God more. So that's kind of where it goes from what we're all doing to what God's specifically calling Andrew to do. And to give you one more example, just so you have an idea, here at Full Power, our mission statement is to lead men in ardently pursuing God. So basically, we know that there's so many different facets of manhood, so many different roles that we encompass. We're husbands, we're fathers, we're businessmen, we're entrepreneurs, we're community leaders, we're active in our churches. We've got all these different hats that we wear. However, all that is fueled, and where the guidance on how to effectively do and be in all those different capacities comes from God. And the way you get close to God is you ardently pursue him. You just chase after him with every fiber of your being, every ounce of your energy, and you just commit to him in love and pursue him. So basically, the idea is once you've kind of crafted and let the Holy Spirit reveal to you what this mission, what this calling, what this purpose is, you've got your mission statement. I highly recommend that you memorize it, because that way you can take it with you on the day to day. From moment to moment, you can always be thinking like those quick Bible verses that you memorize. You can have your mission statement. It's just right in there for you. And also practically recommend that people put it up, on the wallpaper on your device. If you were looking at my computer screen, I've got my mission statement right on my computer screen. So every time I boot up my computer, I see it and I'm reminded that this is what God's calling me to. I am part of something bigger. I'm on mission with God. I'm not just here kind of floundering, floating around. I have direction. I have a calling. I have purpose. I have clarity. So it's so great to be able to have that touch point, that mission statement from God, so that you can always hearken back to it. So you may say at this point, though, that's all well and good. You know, I've kind of learned what God's calling is on my life. I've kind of, you know, partnered with him and came up with a mission statement. So, you know, what do I do with it now? What practically do I do with a mission statement? You know, you told me to put it as a wallpaper on my computer or my phone or my tablet. Okay, great. I've done that. But come on, that's not the end of it. And you'd be absolutely right. And I'm glad you asked, right? So basically, the idea is your mission statement is and can be used as a filter for your decision making. Okay. So as you're, you know, let's kind of use some hypotheticals. Say you have been offered a new job opportunity, and as you're prayerfully, you know, seeking God's faith in whether or not you should take that opportunity, you know, you just hearken back to your mission statement, and you say, okay, you know, does this new job opportunity enable me to live out my mission? Does it allow me to accomplish and further God's calling and what he's wanting me to do? And if the answer is yes, you know, make sure he's opening the door and confirming you to go through the door. There's your answer. Another idea is, maybe a question you might ask is, will staying up late binge watching The Office help me achieve God's mission? So the answer is no. And the reason the answer is no is not because The Office isn't just about the most entertaining show you could ever watch. Maybe not the most wholesome, but one of the most entertaining nonetheless. The answer is no, because of one of those reasons, because it's not wholesome, it's not a good use of your time. But if you're staying up late, which was kind of part of the question, you're not going to be waking up in the morning and being able to have the vitality and energy and the passion to hit the ground running and be on mission for God. You're going to be tired, worn down, and it's just not going to be the same experience. So you're not giving your best to God. You're giving your best to Michael Scott, which is not probably something I'd recommend that you do. So anyway, another thing that I think it bears delving into for a few minutes here at the end of our show is actually the fact that your mission statement's not a set it and forget it. So many things in life and in our culture are you set it up one time and then you just forget about it. You never go back to it. And some people think mission statements are like that, but that's not the case, especially when it's God-centered. It's like the Bible. It's living. God wants to clarify it. He wants to give it new meaning and refresh it, because the idea is he might be leading in a different direction. And if you're not seeking his face and spending time in presence with him, then you're going to miss his change in direction and his reclarification, or possibly entirely revamping from top to bottom your mission statement. And then it's like a plane that's going in the wrong direction. Even if it's off a couple degrees, your mission statement's off a couple degrees, by the time you get where you're going, which is, you know, miles and miles down the road, that couple of degrees, you're way, way off in North Pasture and you're nowhere near where God wanted you to be. So the idea is make sure you always revisit your mission statement with God. Don't just leave it there and say, okay, I'm done. I checked the box. Make sure you keep going back to it because God wants to be on mission with us. You know, we don't live in a vacuum. Our God is active. He's alive. He's wants to be with us and he wants to do stuff with us. You know, we're guys, we want to do stuff. We want to be on mission. We want to have a purpose. We want to do stuff. And God wants to do stuff with us and through us. So I've encouraged you, in fact, I challenge you to spend as much time as it takes to receive that mission from God, because that's your, again, that's your filter, that's your direction, that's your compass of how God wants you to live your life, how he wants you to make your decisions. And without it, you're to a degree and a point, you're kind of directionless and you're just kind of floating, flim-flamming through life. And, you know, God wants us to be intentional with stewarding our time, stewarding our resources, stewarding our abilities, our gifts, basically who we are. And to do that well, let's, you know, receive from God our mission statement, and then let's get on mission. So my challenge again is spend as much time as it takes to get your mission statement, receive it from God, and then get it down on paper and then live it out. So guys, let's go back to the Heavenly Father and thank you for this time in prayer. Dear God, just thank you so much for being able to talk about mission today, Lord, and your heart for it, and the fact that it's a biblical principle that you've got plans for us, and that those plans can't be revoked, and that they're for our good and our welfare. And we just trust you in that, and we just thank you so much for that. Lord, again, I lift up the men listening, the families that are represented, Lord, and just please be with them, bless them, and keep them in the way that they need to be blessed and keep that only you know. And we trust you with the outcome, and we love you. In Christ's name, amen. All right, guys, so thank you again for tuning in. And one final shout out, please navigate over to the website, fullpowermen.com, fullpowermen.com. And while you're there, check out the Join Our Team tab. That's where you can find the list of different positions that we're looking to bring on. You can also check on the Be Our Guest tab, and that's where you can fill out the form to be able to get more information on being a guest on the show. We love hearing from you guys, so please, please, please connect with us. And you're loved, you're sent. Be blessed. We'll catch you next time.